Kof Tes Iyar, Monday the 18th of May, Rabbi Yitzchak Unterman, Peiros Shavuos, whose fruits are they anyway?
First of all, thank you for hosting me this morning. The would have been more nogea to last week's Parshas Bahar, but it's actually nogea to the whole year, so it's still very relevant. The Gemara in Bechoros, based on the base, says, Behemoth Shavuos Ptura Min HaBechoros. Just a bit of background. Fruits which grow during the Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael have got what's called Kedushas Shavuos. There's dinim that apply to those fruits. That Kedusha never leaves. But if you buy those Peiros Shavuos, the money that was used to buy those Peiros Shavuos also has those dinim applied to it. And those dinim, if you use that money and then you buy something, you say you buy a behemah, so the Kedusha transfers from the money to the behemah, and that behemah has dinim of Peiros Shavuos. The original Peiros Shavuos never lose their dinim, but the whatever the Peiros Shavuos gets swapped to, that Kedusha passes over. So somebody buys an animal with Dmei Shavuos, the money is called Dmei Shavuos, so that animal has Kedushas Shavuos. If that animal has a firstborn offspring, normally firstborn of a behemoth tohira, kosher animal, normally has you have to be makrivit as a bechol. There's halachas of a bechol. Certainly surim, it's also begizav avoida, you can't shear, let's say it's a sheep, you can't shear the sheep and you can't work with that animal. And you have to be makrivit as a korban. So you have a behemoth shvi, somebody bought money with the mei shvi's, that animal has a child, that child also has kedushas shvi's, that putters the child from Bechor. That means none of the dinim of Bechor applied to that child. Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk in last week's Seder says, Vayisa shavasar et lachem la'ochla. Pasuk says, the Peiros Shavuos are given to you to eat, and Chazal darshan a number of things from Vayisa shavasar et lachem la'ochla. In this instance, Chazal darshan la'ochla v'lo l'sreifa. You have to eat Peiros Shavuos, you're not allowed to burn Peiros Shavuos. Since, if it's a korban, you have to be makriv de murim, you have to bring the innards on the mizbeach, you have to burn them. So that would be transgressing the v'haisa shavasar etzlachem lo'ochla. Lo'ochla v'lo yisreifa, it's given to you eat and not to burn. Chazal dash and other things from lo'ochla. Lo'ochla v'lo hefsed, you mustn't destroy Peiros Shavuos. Lo'ochla v'lo l'schoira, you mustn't do business with Peiros Shavuos. Lo'ochla v'lo melugma, you mustn't take Peiros Shavuos and turn them into medicines. They use them for eating, or things which are nice to be roshave. Anyway, so Chazal darshan a number of things lochla, and one of those things is lochla v'lo l'sreifa, you mustn't burn them. So that's a reason to pater chor of behemoth Shavuos. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so therefore if you have a dough made out of Shavuos grain. Nowadays it seems for Svichim, but that's we pass in the Rabbonon, but Bikur Adin, you can use grain of Shavuos. If you make a dough out of a grain of Shavuos, it should also be potter from Challah. You know, we know if you make dough, you have to be Mafish Challah. Why should it be potter from Challah? Because you might end up, the Challah, if you're Mafish Challah, the Challah might become Tommy, and you'd have to burn Challah, which is Tommy, you have to burn. So the possibility of having to be mafish challah, and I agree, the possibility of mafish challah that would come tummy, that the Gemara says that should be a reason to pater the challah, the isa, pater the dough from challah. The Gemara, and that can't be because there's a mafurusha mishnah in Shavuos Perek Tes, which we see that there's you have to be mafish challah. So the Gemara says no, there's a posuk. The mitzvah of challah is in the posuk. You have to take off the first part of your dough. The posuk says you have to take in every generation or every year, and including the shemitah year. So the special posuk to say we don't have this, we don't apply this din of lochla v'lo l'sreifa when it comes to isa. Says the Gemara, well, why don't we just use a principle to apply that din from challah to bechor? You should just say, look, challah, it should be a reason, it should be a gilui, that we don't apply the principle of lochla v'lisreifa. So the Gemara says, no, challah is ikor leachila. Challah, the main purpose of challah is to eat it. So from there, we can understand why there wouldn't be a pasuk of v'lo achlav l'sreifa. But b'chor ikar l'sreifa. But the main purpose of a b'chor, which is a korban, the main purpose of it, although there are other dinim that apply, but the main purpose of it is to burn it. So therefore we apply the principle of v'lo achlav l'sreifa. So it comes out from this Gemara that la'alocha, a behemoth shvis is potim in a behemoth which you bought with d'mei shvis is potim in a. Why? Because v'lo achlav l'sreifa. But chala, there is a havamina we should patter chala, isa from chala because of lochla l'sreifa, in case it becomes tummy and then you'll have to burn it. Well, says there's a gzeirsa kosef, why not? Okay. So, the achronim have a lot of problems with this Gemara. There are a lot of kashas on this Gemara. I'll mention some of them. To my mind, the most fundamental kasha is like this. There's a halacha where a b'chor, which is a baal mum, there are certain mumim in the Torah which where the Torah told that you can't be makriv a korban if the animal has a mum. If it's got blemishes in its eye, or blemishes in its mouth, blemishes in its ear, or if it's lame, a lot of halacha, a lot of different dinim of mumim, but a behema which is a baal mum, so a behema which has these mumim, does have the dinim of b'chol. You just can't be makrivit on the mizbeach. You can't offer it up, but it has dinim of b'chol. What dinim? It's also begizva voida. You can't work with it. You can't shear it if it's a sheep. You can't use. You have to give it to a kohen. One of the dinim of b'chor is it gets given to a kohen. You have to give it to a kohen. So, despite the fact you can't be makriv the baal mum, it's still got to dinim of b'chor. So why don't we say the same thing when it came to this behemah of perish shvis? This behemah shvis, you can't be makriv it because lo achlav lo v'sreifa. But you still have the same dinim that it should be also b'gizva voida, you have to give it to a kohen. What makes it potur from all those dinim completely? Secondly, even if you're not makriv, even if it's got kedusha shvis, we said, but something which is d'mei shvis, you can be poida that kedusha. You can take that kedusha and be poida onto money or poida onto something else, and that removes the kedusha shvis. So then you could even be makriv it. You take the b'chol, and you poida the kedusha shvis, and then you're makriv the b'chol. Why did Mara even say that you can't even be makriv? And more than that, the Maritel Gazi asks, in short, the Maritel Gazi says, the assay of being of hakrova sab'chol, the assay of bringing the korban and taking the innards on the mizbeach, that should be doicha, the isu of loch lav l'sreifa. Because an assay which is alim, an assay which is a strict assay, is doicha, a different type of assay. And b'chol, says the Maritel Gazi, b'chol Maritel Gazi is an assay alim, why? Because it could lead to an isu karis, because it could lead to an isu of shchutei chutz. If you take the b'chol and you shecht it in outside Beis HaMikdash, there's an isu of shchutei chutz. So I'd say alim. The assay alim should be doicha the assay. Okay, there are a number of other kashas which in the interest of time I'm going to leave out. I will ask another kasha from Hilchos Shvis. My chavrusa in our night koilel in learning Shvis once spoke here a few weeks ago. Rebbe Liro spoke about being mafsid peiros Shvis begroma. So I thought I'd mention the kasha. You're not allowed to be mafsid peiros Shvis. Lo achlav lo lehefsed. You can't take peiros Shvis and destroy them. But says the Ma'arit, who was the contemporary of the Beis Yosef, of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ma'arit says, but you can't be mafsi per shvis bigroma. You mustn't directly cause damage to the per shvis. But if the damage is indirect, you're allowed to cause indirect damage to the per shvis. Machlokes apoiskim. Ma'arit, that's what the Ma'arit holds. This Gemara is a steer to the Ma'arit, because we said, were it not for the pasuk of Lador Seichem, you wouldn't be allowed. You wouldn't have to be mafrish chala. Why? When we have mafrish chala from dough, why not? In case it becomes tummy, you'll have to burn it. That's you can't get much more indirect than that. Ein lecha groma gedola mizu to say that you can't pipatu it now in case what will happen some other time. So what would the Marit do with this Gemara? Now the truth is, so there's a whole list of kashas. As I said, I'm skipping over the majority of them, but. The truth is, you can answer each of these kashas on an individual level. You can answer them piecemeal. For instance, the last kasha, I mean, some of the achronim say the Marit never said it was only matir groma, which is a natural groma, not a groma which a person does. Only a groma where the damage happens naturally. For instance, by picking off the flowers from a fruit, and that exposes it to the sun, and the sun destroys the fruit. That's what the Marit was talking about. So that's not something I don't destroy the fruit myself. I create the situation where naturally it's going to be destroyed. But here the problem is you're going to burn the Peyo Shvi's Biadayim. You're going to take the Peyo Shvi's when it becomes tummy and you're going to ruin them. The Marit never talked about that. So why? And all the kashas you can answer on an individual level. But there are Mahalchim in the Achronim to answer the kasha in one fell swoop. And I want to describe one of the mahalach of the Achronim is as follows. And this is a mahalach which a lot of Achronim say. Kuntus Achron in Turiyevin on Rosh Hashanah, the Avnenezer in Tshuva, the Netziv in Hamek Dovar in last week's Parsha, and also in his Sefer on Bechoyres. My Zayda also had a mahalach like that. Rabbi Chonon in Kovitz Shurim says the same thing. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says in Mincha Shoyma, he has a mahalach like this. So it's, and there are others. So the mahalach is like this. I say like this, that the Pasuk says, Vaisa Shabbat Sayyid Lechem Lo Ochla. Now, the Ika of Mahalach is that Peir Shvis are Hefka Meafkata de Malka. Peir Shvis, when they're growing, this is well known, Peir Shvis, when they're growing, are Hefka. Yeah? Machloikis, I mean, Minchas Chinuch says Machloikis, Beis Yosef, and Marit. But the Ika seems to be that they're Hefka Meafkata de Malka. While they're growing, you can go in and pick them. You don't have to ask permission from the owner. They're hefka. Say the Achronin, even once you pick them, when you're in your house, they have a tzad of hefka. The Be'emes, they're also hefka me'afkata demalka. They're not yours. The Torah gave them to you le'ochla. Torah says, Vaisa Shabbat Zaretz Lachem le'ochla. They're not yours. They were just given, you've just got a right to eat them. Means there's a limitation on your bayus of these perishvis. There's a limitation on the bayus. The Torah says they're yours to eat, but they're not yours completely. Most Achronim learn that a behema of hefker, behema which is hefker, if it has a firstborn, that firstborn is potter from min abchoyra. Behemas hefker is potter min abchoyra. So they explain that the Gemara says that a bechor of a behema of a behemas shvis is potter min abchoyra. It's not because of loch lavel of sreifa. It's not that Lochlav L'Sreifa is an Isu. Lochlav L'Sreifa is a Gilui that prevents the whole Kedusha of Bechor being Chal. Since Peirush Shviz are like Hefka, there's a limit in your Bailus on Peirush Shviz, and since Behemoth Shviz, since Behemoth Hefka is Potim in Abchoyra, it's not called Reishis Tzoin Chau V'Karcha, it has to be your Tzoin and your Bakar, your flock, and your flock and your cattle, and since it's Peir Shvis, it's not called yours. Therefore, the whole Kedushas Bechor can't be Chal, because it's not the kind of animal that the Torah said needs to have Bechor, hasn't got Kedushas Bechor. So, Mela, all those kashas are answered. We asked.
Sorry, can I steal somebody else's Peir Shvis that he picked off the tree?
Can you still? I'll come to. Well, you'll see at the end what I'm going to say. Then the answer will be no. But we'll see. The question. I'll tell you. I'll see. You'll see in a minute. So we asked. Why can't we say that the dinim of bechor achal to asa gizav avoida and to be mechayv to give to a kohen? You're just not makrivit. The answer is because the whole dinim don't start because it's got a tzad of hefker. There's a limitation in your bailus. It's not yours, le'inyan zeh, that Kedushas Bechor will be chal. And the mail all the other kashas are answered as well, right? Because you can't be, there's nothing to be poida. We ask, why can't you be poida the Kedusha? Why can't you be poida the Kedusha and then you be makir the Bechor? There's no point in being poida the Kedusha, because if it was Peir Shvis when the Kedushas Bechor was meant to be chal, so it's like a behemas hefka, which is potim and abchoyra. Similarly, we asked, isn't that a steerer to the Ma'arit? Because the Ma'arit says you can be Mafsi Peir Shvis Begrama. What the Gemara means is not that there's an Isur. The Gemara means that since there's a Tad, that you might end up having to burn the Peir Shvis, the Gemara's Havamina is, that's enough of a Tad to say it's not yours, it's not called Reshis Arisoi Seichem, it's meant to be yours. Says the Gemara, no. In that case, there's a Posuk. The Posuk tells me, now we understand very well what the Posuk tells me. The Posuk tells me, what the Gemara says, the Ikor Lachila, since it's mainly meant for eating, it's not meant for burning, right? So therefore, it's not regarded as not yours because there's a tzad you might come to burn it, and that tzad is not enough to part you from chala. Dafka the Netziv points out that the rest of the Gemara is very good. I missed out one part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar of Chista, Beimus Shvi's Ptur Min HaBechoyra, V'chayeves B'matonis. It's Chayev B'matonis. Says the Netziv, why should it not be Chayev B'matonis? I'm allowed to be present. Chayev B'matonis means to give the Zerah L'chayim the Kever to a coin. Why should not be potter? Why should be potter? What's the other mean to be potter for matonis? Why should the Gemara tell me it's chayv matonis? I'm allowed to give peir shvis to mefurish. I'm allowed to give peir shvis away to somebody else. So why should not be chayv matonis? Says the Natsiv, since the bechor is the Torah says the bechor that the peir shvis are not yours, that there's limitation on your bailus. So you might have thought if it's not mine, limitation on bailus, I'm not mechuyev to give matonis because it's not mine to give matonis. I can eat it, but I don't have to give matonis. So says the Tziv, that makes the Gemara fit in very nicely. Okay. Now I just want to clarify, however, some points in the Achronim. First thing to point out is, let's not make a mistake. The Achronim didn't mean to say the Peir Shvis are not yours at all. Why not? I'll bring you three rayas. First of all, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you can be Mekadesh a woman with Peir Shvis. Now, there's a chakir of the Achronim where, in order to do Kiddushin, it's enough that I gave that the woman received something, even if it's not mine, or it has to be mine in order to give it to the woman. Right? So it's on the tad that it has to be mine in order to give it to the woman. Obviously, if I've been Mekadosh a woman, Peir Shvis has to be mine. So that's the first raya. Second raya, the Gemara says in Sukkah, in Lamates, and it's clear from the Gemara in Sukkah Lamates, that you can be Yotze your din of your mitzvahs alba minim with an esrog of shvis. That's mefurish in the sugya. You would say your din of arba minim esrog shvis. Arba minim, we all know, has a din of, has to be lachem, ulkachtim lachem. Has to be a din of yours, lachem. And the Gemara earlier in Sukkah, in Lamed Hei, there's two deis in the Gemara. One deis says lachem means you have to have a heter achila. It has to be yours in as much as that you're allowed to eat it. You've got a heter achila. And the other day in the Gemara says it has to be yours, it has to be your mammon. You have to be a bailim on it. So according to the second day, you have to be bailim on your alba minim if you want to be yoitze. Haray, we just said you can be yoitze with an esek of shvis. So it has to be yours. You have to have a bailus on the esek of shvis. So it must be you've got a bailus for shvis, which would obviously answer your question that somebody can't steal, right? You've got a bailus on it. Third raya. There's an issur of loch lov lo lehefsed. You mustn't take peir shvis and do business with them. But there are cases where you are allowed to sell peir shvis. For instance, if you picked peir shvis from the tree, picked apples from the tree, and you thought you were going to eat five apples, you were left with two. You ate three and you're left with two. You're allowed to sell them. It's mutter. Or, you're allowed to sell them out. You're allowed to sell them not in large quantities. You're allowed to sell them in small quantities, mat. And there's some achronim even say, some rishonim even say, that I'm allowed to pick and you're allowed to sell. So I'm allowed to pick and you're allowed to sell on my behalf. That's mutter. Zeloiket v'zeymoichel. That's mutter. So you see, you can do schorri in peir shvis. There are circumstances where you can sell peir shvis. Now, you can only sell something which is yours. So obviously peir shvis are yours. So what do the Achronim mean when they say that the behemoth shvis is like hefko, it's not yours? What they mean is like this. And I think it's pretty clear if you look carefully in what they say. I think it's pretty clear what they say. It says, the Torah gave peir shvis for you. And the Torah gave them to you as a bailim, they're yours. And if someone steals them, then he stole them from you. But to do with them what the Torah wanted you to do with them. If you try and do things which the Torah says you weren't allowed to do with them, the Torah says you don't have any bailus for that. You've only got bailus to use peir shvis for the things which the Torah wants you to use them for. You've got a bailus to eat peir shvis. You do not have a bailus to burn peir shvis. You don't have a bailus to be mafsid peir shvis. You don't have a bailus to do malugma with peir shvis. Peir shvis are yours in as much as you're using them for the right thing. You're using them to eat. You can give them away as a present because that person's going to eat them. But they're not yours to do things the Torah didn't want. The Torah was mafkir your bailus. Either the poem gives you bailus afterwards, or lichoi means the Torah now says you do not have the rights. Because bailus can be, you can have rights when you have a chayfetz, when you have an article, you own an article. You don't have to own the article for everything. You can own an article for eating, and this person owns an article for something else. So the Torah says they're yours for eating. They're not yours to destroy. They're not yours to burn. So Mimele, the questions I asked on the Achroidim aren't shver, because the Torah says, yes, they're yours in order to be, they're yours to be Mekayim your mitzvahs arba minim with, because you're not destroying them, nothing, you're not doing anything. You'll eat them afterwards. They're yours to sell them in the right circumstances, but they're not yours to burn. However, still, I've still got a kasha on the Achroidim. Why? Because, as I said, the Gemara said that you can be Makadosh a woman b'peil shvis. Now, the some Rishonim, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and Tosfos Shonim in Kiddushin, say that you can be Makadosh a woman l'chatchila. You're allowed to be Makadosh a woman l'chatchila with peil shvis, no problem. However, most Rishonim hold that you're not allowed to be l'chatchila. L'chatchila, it's an isus choyre to be Makadosh a woman. But Ki Vega in Avodah Zarah points out that it's actually Yerushalmi says, he asks the kasha on the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, he says, Mutter. Because it's actually Yerushalmi says it's also. So it means, mostly Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin and Beis, and the Ramban in Avodah Zarah, they say that it's also Melchatchila, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh. Why? Because it's an Isu Schoira. There's an Isu of Lochla Velola Schoira, Isu to do business. Be Mekadosh woman is as if you're using Peir Shvis to do business with. And you're not allowed to do business, but nevertheless, v'di'evet, if you did it, then the Gemara means if you did it, then the woman is, the issue is mekudeshes. And it's clear from Tosfos in Kiddushin that this din of lachatchila v'di'evet, when it comes to using peir shvis, applies for all types of schoira, not just Kiddushin. Don't turn around and tell me, no, maybe Tosfos learns like the Achronim, the Tzad of the Achronim says the woman doesn't have to, you don't have to give the woman, it's enough if she receives. No, because Tosfos understands, Tosfos tells, you see from the Lashon of Tosfos, I had a piece of paper, but I forgot it in the car, so otherwise I would have read out the Tosfos. But it's clear from Tosfos that this din of Lechatchila and B'dievet applies to doing Schoira with Peir Shvis, whether you're being Kaddish a woman, or whether you're just buying and selling professionally, you're just buying and selling on a professional basis. So according to the Achronim, who just told me that you're not allowed to do, if whatever you have, whatever you try and do with Peir Shvis, the Torah says is you don't have a bailus on that, on the Peir Shvis, in order to do something which the Torah said you mustn't do with Peir Shvis. How do they explain Kiddushin? How do they explain the fact that it's clear from the Rishonim that it applies to all types of schoira? So I want to suggest the following. By the way, one thing I forgot to point out is Shlomo Zalman points out. We'll go back a stage. Shlomo Zalman points out, lefi this mahalif I've just mentioned, in the name of the Achronim, we understand why Hachazal could have darshaned from one word, lochla, all these different dinim, lochla hefzed, lochla v'schoira, lochla l'melugma, lochla v'schreifa. These are four, five halachas you learn from one word. Shlomo Zalman says all, because Shlomo Zalman, according to this mahalif of the Achronim, it's all the same drosha, lochla, and not for anything else. So that fits in very nicely. But coming back to where we were, so we asked the kasha. We said, according to the Achronim, it seems to come out that Peir Shvis are yours, but they're not yours to do things which the Torah asked you to do with them. And we asked from the Gemara in Kiddushin and from Tosfos, we see that it doesn't seem to be right, because we see you can be Mekadosh a woman, even though it's also lechatchil to be Mekadosh a woman with Peir Shvis. And you see from Tosfos, even though it's also to do business with Peir Shvis, but nevertheless we see from Tosfos that v'di'evet it's chal. So I want to suggest that maybe there's a difference between schoira in Peir Shvis and all the other things we mentioned. Because what do we say? The Torah says v'aisa shabbos aretz lechem lo'ochla. Peir Shvis were given to you, but only lini lo'ochla. So if you burn them, you won't be able to eat them. If you destroy them another way, you won't be able to eat the Peir Shvis. If you make melugma with them, if you make medicines with Peir Shvis, you won't be able to eat them. But if you sell Peir Shvis, if I don't eat them, you'll eat them. So the Torah doesn't need to take away, the Torah didn't take away your bailus from Peir Shvis when it came to the issue of Schoira, because the Rotzen HaTorah of Lo'ochla, Shabbos Aretz Lechem Lo'ochla, the Rotzen HaTorah of the Peir Shvis being eaten, it's going to be mekuyim. Somebody's going to eat the Peir Shvis. The idea is the Peir Shvis should be eaten. So that doesn't need to take away the bailus of the Jew from Peir Shvis l'inyan la'ochla, because it's still going to be eaten. If I don't eat it, you'll eat it. Ah, you're going to ask me, well, if so, how did Chazal know? How did Chazal know from one post, one word, that there's a difference between hefzed and everything else? Because it's a svar of the Chazal that the Torah wanted Peir Shvis to be eaten. So if you destroy them, they're never going to be eaten. But if I sell them, they are going to be eaten. Are you going to turn around to me and tell me, so if so, why is it awesome? Why is it awesome to sell Peir Shvis then, if the Torah's not Torah? Because there's another problem with Schoira. Peir Shvis are given as an end in itself. Peir Shvis are given to eat. They're meant to be used as an end in itself. If you do business with Peir Shvis, if you use them as a commodity, You're not eating them. You're not using them as food. You're using them as a means to an end. Peiros Shvi'is are not meant to be a means to an end. Peiros Shvi'is are meant to be given to you. They're meant to be yours, but they're meant to be yours to eat. They're not meant to be yours to do schoyer with. They're not meant to be yours to use as money or as barter. So the Torah says, listen, there's an Isur, but I don't have to take away your bailuts from Peiros Shvi'is to prevent you selling them, because if you don't eat them, somebody else will eat them, so that's okay, you've got a bailus to sell them. But you still mustn't eat them. So I want to say, maybe this is the way to explain in the derech of the Achronim why this wouldn't be shvel.
What was shavaloi the melugma? What did that mean?
You mustn't use peiros shvi'is to turn them into melugma, turn them into either medicines to turn them into. You mustn't use them for things which are not eating.
That's still going to be eating, no?
It's
still going to be consumed.
No, that's not. No, that's consumed. It's not eating. Take a medicine. It's not eating them. You don't have to make a bracha on eating on the medicine, unless it's maybe sweet and you're eating it for then again. I'm not. But if you turn them into a normal medicine, or you turn them into then you don't have to. It's not called eating.
Without that, the whole idea of schoyer would negate the concept of hefker gabshvius as well, because if a person is a socher, is impeding the person outside from going into the field and taking the.
We'd all be equal. We'd all become socher. You all go and first. You can go and pick. You don't want to be a socher. You don't have to be a socher. But if you want to be a socher, you can go and pick. It's hefker. No one. If I've got an apple tree in my garden, I can either pick the apples and sell them, or I can keep them. Or you can come into my field and pick the apples and sell them. Wouldn't negate the hefker. I just want to add. I imagine we have to stop at 9 o'clock. I want to add that that Gemara in Kiddushin, Gemara says based on a Mishnah. Gemara says Shmamina. Shmamina from the Mishnah. I see from the Mishnah. Makadosh Shisha v'Peiros Shvi'is Mekudeshes. The Achronim Pnei Yoshua, that's Mitzvah Yosef, ask on the Gemara. Is what do you mean Shmamina? Why should you not be able to be Makadosh a woman Peiros Shvi'is? What's a Shmamina? Why is it different to any other hefker? Take something from a hefker. You pick up an article from a hefker. You pick up a diamond ring from a hefker, and you Makadosh a woman with a diamond ring. So what's this? Why is this Shmamina? According to the Achronim, I was thinking you could say that now we understand it. The Gemara's Havamina is that in the same way that Isul Schoira, in the same way that Isul Achlav Lole Sreifa, or Achlav Lole Hefsed, we said that the Torah said the Peiros Shvi'is are not yours Leinyan Hefsed, and they're not yours Leinyan Sreifa. Because the Torah doesn't want you to do them, doesn't want you to burn them, or doesn't want you to destroy them in another way. They're not yours, right? So who adin, if you're going to do schoyre with Peiros Shvi'is, who adin, if you're going to take Peiros Shvi'is and be Mekadosh a woman, the Torah says it's not going to be yours. Says the Gemara, Shmamina from the Mishnah, I learned from the Mishnah, that's not the tight shear. When it comes to schoyre, the Torah wasn't mafkir your bailus when it came to schoyer, when it came to b'mkadosh and isha. But there's a chidush there, because I would have thought that schoyer is the same as every other isur that you can't do with peiros shvi'is, that the Torah says it's not in your bailus in order to do these other things. Shmamina, no, when it comes to schoyer, when it comes to b'mkadosh and isha, you can't be b'mkadosh and isha with peiros shvi'is. I'll just finish off. The only problem...
She's going to eat it.
Pardon?
She's going to eat it.
So what?
She's going to eat these
peiros
shvi'is.
So
what's the problem?
What's the problem with every schoyer, you're asking?
No, this particular thing.
But why is it any different to any schoyer?
I don't know.
If I sell you peiros shvi'is, you're going to eat them. That's what you're buying them for. But the Torah says you mustn't do it. I mustn't use peiros shvi'is as a commodity. The Havamina was, if I do try and do that, if I do go against what the Torah wanted, Then the Torah says not just you mustn't do it. The Torah says it's not yours to do that, but it's an isul. That's for sure. It's an isul, even though the buyer is buying it for a purpose. He's buying it to eat. I just want to finish off that the problem I have with that Gemara. There's the problem with the Mahalach and the Roshonim is a Loshon Rashi. Rashi there when the Gemara says Shmamina Mekadosh Isha Peiros Shvi'is, two Loshonim in Rashi, but one Loshon Rashi, the Shmamina, it's Shaloi Lechol Dovo. It's his for all purposes. That Loshon Rashi is very, very difficult according to the Achronim, and I don't know why the Achronim didn't at least refer to it. Could be the means, l'chol dovo l'inyan kiddushin, I don't know, but I'll make that point.
Yeah.